Weren't the Poncas known for their knowledge of songs and dances? Kind of, that was a specialty of the Poncas?
Very much. Very much. Most tribes copied off of us. I could say it, but that's the way it
was. It was a man by the name of Gus MacDonald.
Gus MacDonald, that's my cousin. That's my father's oldest brother's oldest son.
He was crowned the first world champion fancy dancer.
Mm-hmm. He sure was.
But originally, tell them what it was originally. It was a clown dance.
Oh, yeah, they all were. Oh, they all try to be.
Clown?
Clown.
What does that mean, a clown dance?
Oh, just funny.
They just did it for fun, to make people laugh. And it caught on. Now they have these bustles, and everybody thinks it's a real traditional thing. It's not. It was originally a clown dance.
So maybe because of that, the Poncas became known as good dancers or in songs.
They were the best.
Yeah. Because the war dancers that they have now, that was born out of White Eagle, Oklahoma. Yeah. It wasn't just my Grandpa Gus, but it was a Kiowa man named Steve Mopope that was there, and an Oto guy named Rudy. I forgot Rudy's last name.
I can't remember his name.
But anyway, there's three different tribes that started this, and they did cartwheels, and they did all kinds of things in the arena to make people laugh.
That's true.
And they wore long johns. Some of them had color, some were white, you know, and they put their bells on crazy. Then people started mocking them, and it became very fashionable to do this type of stuff. And so it's been like that ever since. And that's fine, as long as people understand that that's not a historic dance. Ours was the Hayduska. It's the man dance, where it's a very dignified type of dance, which is now kind of like straight dance to this day. Yeah, my Uncle Gus started that, and then he was the first one to get a trophy for world champion dancer.
War dancer, yeah.
We still give that prize and have his trophy on exhibit every powwow every year.
Hmm.
You see those men up there with the war bonnets?
I see the picture of four war bonnets there.
The very middle one is my grandpa. His name is Paul Roughface. They call him Old Man Roughface, of course. When he was young, he was a great warrior.
I want to mention, too, about the Poncas singing before we go off a little bit further. Poncas were known for our songs. We have very beautiful songs,
yeah.
Very melodious, easy to catch on to songs with beautiful words behind it. And we have a certain drum beat that we've always had that people like, and it allows you to dance a certain way. We are, to this day, still known for our songs. They're a part of our history. There's a song about my great-grandfather who killed a Sioux chief.
Your great-grandfather, what was his name?
It was Grandpa MacDonald's song.
Oh.
When he killed that Sioux.
Yeah.
You're not talking about Lewis now.
No,
his father.
His father.
Right.
He killed a Sioux?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In a certain fashion.
And how?
By zigzagging in front of him, dancing from rock to rock, and that Sioux guy didn't know what to do. He was looking at him.
Yeah.
That allowed my grandfather to shoot and kill him.
Was that in Nebraska?
Nebraska.
The early dances were war dances. That's how that all began, wasn't it?
Right. We had war dance, sun dance, scout dance.
Yeah. Everybody copied off of us.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't go as far to say that, but the Plains tribes had very similar dances. But some of the things that we do, it does catch on, and other tribes adopt it.
I shouldn't say that. But,
That's right.
Poncas were very, very, very popular. It's singing. God, today they copy us now.
Well, that's an honor, isn't it, that they would copy you?
I don't consider it honor. Copycats! They are Poncas songs. Oh, I don't like it when somebody starts a Poncas song. But I have to take it and like it today.
You mean when somebody non-Ponca?
Right.
Well, at one time, our songs were only sung on our reservation. They were for our ears only. Then it became a part of the powwow, and then other people liked it, and they would take off and sing it inappropriately in other places.
Okay. Not with the same respect.
Well, some of our songs, they're only sung at a certain time of the year for certain people. We have, like, children's songs and chief's songs, and only if you're a chief's descendant can you dance, you know. And so they sing it as a social song, and it's not a social song. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be used in a different way.
The name Clyde Warrior, is that a name that's famous?
Clyde Warrior was one of the first Indian activists in the whole United States. He happened to be Ponca, a member of the Gibbswater family, and was highly respected nationwide for what he did for Indians in Indian country. Mm-hmm. He brought attention to some of the Native American plight as we started realizing in retrospect what we'd been through and realized that we had certain things that were done to us that shouldn't have happened that we were wanting to put a stop to. And he was one of our greatest leaders in that respect.
Was he involved in South Dakota? Did he get involved in AIM, American Indian Movement?
I don't know if Clyde was there. My other relatives, my brothers, Carter Camp, Craig Camp, Dwayne Camp, they were all a part of the American Indian Movement. Carter was one of the leaders. They were at Wounded Knee. They survived Wounded Knee. My brother Carter was in prison for his actions at Wounded Knee.
Your brother?
Yes.
We say brother because their mother was my first cousin.
Yeah, we don't have cousins. Carter's mother and my mother are sisters, so that makes he and I brother and sister.
We don't call them cousins.
No. In the Indian
very
kinship,
close.
We bring our kin closer, and we don't push them further. We don't have first, second, third cousins. We don't even understand that. And my nephews are my sons. We bring them closer and closer and closer like that.
So Carter Camp then participated in the 73 occupation of Wounded Knee.
Yes.
And you said that he was in prison.
Yes, they imprisoned for his part in Wounded Knee.
Were you very aware of that? You would have been in 73 and,
absolutely.
And followed all that. Tell me your recollections of what you heard and followed. And here you had your brother and other brothers up there too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
How did you follow this?
Oh, everybody knew what was going on. We were in constant contact in one way or another. We had people coming in and out of Oklahoma that would go to Wounded Knee. They'd come back to get supplies to take up there, and they'd have to sneak them in under the cover of darkness and things like that. But we knew what was going on. I'm very proud of the fact that my brothers, the Camp family, they're another part of the activist part of the Ponca Nation. We don't sit back and take it. We've got people that will stand up for us and have loud voices, and they're smart people. To be an activist, you've got to be smart. You've got to know how to speak. You have to be very eloquent. So that part of our family serves that purpose for the Ponca Nation, and I'm really proud of it.
Maybe you mentioned Thomas Roughface,
mm-hmm.
and he was...
Oh, he's my first cousin. My Uncle Nelson, who's my mother's youngest brother's son.
What was he known for?
He was a preacher.
He was a preacher?
Was Reverend Thomas Roughface.
Yeah, he was a highly respected man of the
Very
Methodist Church.
Very highly respected.